Latitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I've got the Mr. and the Mrs. here.
Hello.
Along with our special guests of the day, Nephew 1 and Nephew 2.
Wow.
You guys want to say hi?
Hello.
Hi.
There you
hi.
Go.
Why are you actually
hey, speaking. Wow. There we go.
There's no muzzle
All
in his
right.
mouth.
All right.
Speaking.
So, let's get on to segment 2 here. My favorite segment. It's been I've been waiting like 2 weeks for this segment.
Have you really?
Yeah. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, you must have a bad life, dude. Really? This is what you wait for 2 weeks?
I wait for this every week, man. All right. So this is a segment called Things That Make You Go Hmm.
Things that make you go hmm.
All right, that is things that make you go hmm. And so we're gonna start with the. Are we starting with the misses? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a point that we're starting what? With the misses. Okay.
Why are we starting with me?
Well, because we started with him on the last segment. Yeah. Isn't that how we do it? We flip flop.
Yeah.
That means he'll start the game show off. Does that make you feel
okay?
We'll do it that way.
Things that make me go hmm.
If you want me to go, I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead and go.
All right, let's go. Here, it's a theme on today's show, so we'll go stay with it. A bad Uber driver.
Oh, my.
Yes, let's go to, you know where I'm going to go today.
Bad Uber driver?
Bad Uber driver. So I had to share this story.
She wasn't that bad. She just talked a lot.
Oh, my gosh. She talked a lot, couldn't drive. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, she got us close to the game.
She did get us close to the game. I'll give her that credit. She did get us there before the rest of the family, but getting there was an experience. I have never met somebody that lives at their brother's house but has been to Italy countless number of times, India. I'm trying to think where else she been. Singapore.
Maybe she likes to travel, man.
She likes to but I'm like, oh, she would not stop talking.
She was very chatty.
She was a social butterfly.
I don't know that she still lives with her brother.
No, she does.
She said when she moved to D.C., she moved in with her brother.
And let me add.
Now, is she from here?
No, she's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay. But the way she drove, dude, she cut people off at least 3 or 4 times on the way
really?
To the game.
We got honked at. Usually doesn't happen when you're in
Being
an Uber.
From Chicago, I guess
now,
you kind of have to know that.
I will say that in spite of her chattiness and slightly interesting driving style, she got us up to gate A at the stadium.
Oh, she got us all the way to the front.
So we had like from you know here to the door to walk, which is not very far. Like
oh my
maybe
gosh.
I don't really know if we were supposed to be there.
No,
I don't.
There were no other cars there. But
no, we weren't.
But they kept letting her go up. So
yeah,
you know,
so
there
did.
We were. So
now,
we got dropped off, walked across the street, and into the gate. It was actually.
Now,
I think it was worth it.
I have to give her credit for you know she had a very well maintained car. As far as, you know, she had paper towels in the seat beside us.
She had paper
you know,
towels.
Yeah, she had
oh, yeah.
cleaner.
She had magazines in case she wanted to read in the back seat.
She has signs on the, you know, on it said, do not leave your trash in my car, this and that.
No eating
and
or drinking.
No eating.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was very well organized. The car didn't look like it was very organized, but it was an organized car.
It was organized.
But. Oh my! The chatty and the driver, I just.
It was worth it. We paid $22 to Uber up there and got dropped off at the door.
All right, I'm sorry. The segment says things that make you go, not things, you know, so I'm sharing what made me go,
Wow.
She's also a personal trainer.
Yes, and a personal
trainer.
And a
yoga studio, right? Yeah. Pilates. Yeah. Pilates and a personal trainer. Yeah,
I feel like you guys could write a book about this person.
Yes, I believe in our 40 minutes in the vehicle together, we know as much about her as anybody.
So did you go... did she pick you guys up from the game, I guess, of course?
No. That was from the hotel to the game.
From the hotel to the game.
We had a different driver
the
coming back.
The person on the way home was excellent. I mean, I'm sitting in front seat with the guy, listening to the game. Yeah. You know, bam, boom, we got back quick.
Yeah.
The way he was driving.
Cool.
And listen, I don't mind talking to people while I'm in a vehicle, but when I'm trying to talk to my wife or my nephew or somebody else, I couldn't get a word in because she wouldn't stop
Which,
talking.
Which, as you know, for the mister is a problem.
Huh?
Yeah, you even talked that whole ride?
No, because I couldn't.
You sat in the back on your phone.
Oh, man, that had to be bad for you.
He's basically pointing out that he might have chosen to speak if there had been...
A moment.
So, okay. Well, you can blame me because I kept asking.
Yeah, you kept on going.
I was like, "That's fishing. Very interesting." Yes, I have to say that I was.
She did.
She kept fishing. Why are you asking her?
You want to be polite, but you know, and it's like you don't want to say, "Oh, that was interesting." Please shut up.
And then Uber driver was like, "So, how many times have you been to Italy? Or you know, what do you think of this? Or what do you know?" I'm like, "Oh, geez, all right."
Although she does want to live in Italy, our Uber driver.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was her plan, and then she ended up in D.C. instead.
And she got lost in some bike.
Hope she gets to go back to Italy and live there.
Well, she spends a lot of time there.
She rode a bicycle down the wrong street, and somebody in Italy helped her find her friend. I'm like, oh,
there's a guy walking with a dog who was smoking a cigarette.
Who never has.
There's like really. Way too many details.
Yes.
I don't like this.
I agree. We definitely have way too many details. But she was nice.
Okay. Things to make you go, that's for me. What does the missus have?
Is it an Uber driver?
it is not an Uber driver.
No, we have another segment where that might be worked in called Guilty Pleasures. I'm sure that might be worked into that segment.
What?
Go ahead.
So when your spouse thinks he's amusing, that makes me go,
That's your hum today.
Well, you do that a lot.
First off, that would be your hum on like a lot of
yes,
shows.
Yes, it would be.
Do you have anything or not?
I actually do not believe that I have anything today.
Okay. Right. Well, I think the Uber one kind of took up the time anyways, which is good.
There's a question I want to ask. So, since you don't have anything, do you have anything that makes you go, go ahead. This is your time.
Yes,
anybody?
I think nephew number two actually may have. Look at him. He's animated.
Really, he looks eager.
I'm floored.
What do you
got
over here, nephew
number two?
Do you
mind, nephew one? Okay. Please, by all means.
Actually,
what makes you go,
You should share the story.
They had a Bitmoji war during dinner.
The Bitmoji war. What?
Okay, someone explain this.
You don't like the Bitmoji war during dinner?
So, nephew one had not installed Bitmoji yet. So, I was like, how do you not have Bitmoji? And so, he downloaded Bitmoji, and the next thing you knew, there was a Bitmoji war between the mister and nephew one that got a little actually that you're right, Aiden. You're right, nephew one. I am so shocked that I did not remember that particular.
All right. Well, I expect this out
nephew
of
nephew two.
I expect this out of the mister. I don't expect this out of you, nephew one. But
well, it was
very
frightening.
It was interesting.
There are things you cannot unsee.
What is that?
Look, when you challenge somebody's manhood.
Wow. I don't know. No, there was no manhood challenge.
With Bitmoji? How does that even work?
This is the one with the swimsuit edition with their character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
I can't help. I was on Cover magazine.
Oh.
But
okay.
No. If I remember correctly, nephew number one started it because you know I got an unpleasant picture from him that you know you just can't unsee. I mean, Who wants to see Santa with a naked boy sitting on his lap? Okay, who wants to see that?
Can we not talk naked about the specifics here? I believe that was a swimsuit, but
it was a swimsuit.
Do we need to go into specific items?
I don't really want to go into specifics.
So nephew number two, very about the Bitmoji war, but that was actually
I have one
funny
thing.
Okay,
all right, what you got over there?
No popcorn at movies.
Yeah, I knew he was going there. I knew he was going.
All right. Well, you know, as long as no popcorn at movies.
Okay. I got to say that, you know, it was, listen, the Bitmoji war was funny, though. I say that. And yes, we, you know, first of all, he did a, let me see if I can find it. But he actually did a, I don't see it now. But he actually did one, a Bitmoji, where he's wearing a bra and something that, and stuff. I'm like, dude, really? All right. So I brought out the swimsuit edition of me.
Of course you did.
You know.
Of course you did.
If you'll start it with me, it's coming. And then he got mad when I sent out Sierra. So, yes. Anyway, that was funny.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
So let's go into guilty pleasures real quick before we end the segment. Let's go into guilty pleasures. This segment is where we talk about something that you like to do, but you don't like other people. Well, that you don't really talk about much. So if it's something that you like to do or something that it doesn't come up in conversation a lot, that's how I look at guilty pleasures on here. So, mister, what you got for guilty pleasures for this week?
You got anything?
You were going first.
We're going to keep the theme going.
I was asking if you had anything, because I don't off the top of my moment at the moment. Do you?
I do.
Go ahead.
What you got?
So, I have time, right, and I don't need to be doing a whole lot of different things, or like when I'm cooking, I like to take my Fire or my Dell tablet with me, and I enjoy watching a couple of shows that in movies that the mister really does not like watching, like there's the, well, there's Madam Secretary. I love that show.
Okay.
But the
nephew one doesn't like it either.
And what's that one with Samuel Jackson that I like watching, where with the girls
movie?
Yeah.
What movie? The Almost Teenagers.
Yeah.
Barely Lethal.
Those are good movies.
Not legal. It's a whole lethal, different movie. Lethal. Barely Lethal.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Wait, I didn't say L-E-T-H- I don't like it. No, it's Lethal.
What movie is? I don't even remember seeing that movie ever.
It's Sam Jackson with some teenagers where they're trained assassins. And, you know, I never said I didn't like it. I just, when something's played over and over and over again, it's kind of like somebody's grandparents going to the same restaurant over and over again.
This was in 2015. I don't even remember this movie.
Well, if you want to use your mom's Amazon Prime account.
Is it on there?
I believe it's on Prime right now. But I like watching that movie. There are a couple of movies like
Jessica
that.
Jessica Alba's in this?
Yes.
Briefly.
She's okay. Wow.
So
it is a pretty good movie, though.
I will put my headphones on, and I will cook, or I will do other things, and I will watch those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a perfect guilty pleasure. I mean, it makes sense.
How about nephew one and nephew two?
I don't.
Do y'all do something that you don't like other people to know?
Or that you don't really, you know, yeah. No?
What you do on your downtime?
Yeah, you do. You don't take a bath.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Did I spread that out? Sorry. I didn't
Did that slip?
I'm sorry, but I believe Meanie Head showed up.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
Hey, man. It's not the holidays without Meanie Head. So.
Hey, my favorite hero is Grinch. So,
obviously. I'm playing the Grinch out, so.
He was only a hero for like 5 minutes of the movie.
All right, so seriously.
They were an important 5 minutes.
You don't listen to something. You don't, number two, you don't listen to anything or do anything you don't know other people know about.
I got
nephew
one.
Number two shaking his head for those on the radio.
I think I have something. I've seen a lot of times you play with your sister's toys or something that I don't think you would do if your friends were
around. What?
No?
Okay.
It's with his sister, though, so maybe okay. It's not just for him.
What? Listen, growing up, you know what I play with? He-Man and She-Ra. I play with She-Ra.
First off, I don't even know what She-Ra. Can somebody? I'm going to look that up.
What? No, when you're kids, you do. You do that.
She-Ra?
You never saw She-Ra? It was He-Man's sister.
I don't remember She-Ra. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. We all do it. Yeah, I mean, we still do it to this day, I think.
Princess of Power.
Yes, Princess of Power.
God.
Had her own castle, everything.
Man, I forgot about She-Ra.
Did you have the castle?
She did.
I had
He-Man's castle.
You had Skeletor's
castle. And She-Ra's castle.
Or Grayskull.
Grayskull, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, we know this stuff.
And okay. That's what we played together and everything else. Now, I didn't play with her dolls, but I did play with that.
It's all right. I mean, I did the whole G.I. Joe and Barbie thing. Come on, man.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing
that's
wrong.
My sister and I, so all of our cousins, at least for, you know, the first part of our life were guys. So we had boxes of G.I. Joe dolls shipped to us. So along with our Barbies, we had G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
I love G.I. Joe.
Hey, G.I. Joe was awesome.
Heck of a lot better date for Barbie than Ken.
You heard it here first, folks.
Who was the better date for Ken?
There you go. For Barbie.
For Barbie.
Ken Barbie. Was not the date. G.I. Joe was way better.
Wow. All right.
So you got a guilty pleasure over there?
Well, no.
Oh,
number one say he had something.
Oh.
I guess, like, watching gaming videos on YouTube when that's not really, like, the thing at my school. And also playing with stuffed Pokemon.
No. Please go ahead and talk about Snorlax.
You play with Snorlax last night.
I do. I will admit, I play with Snorlax. He's very comfy.
Look at this guy that don't like Pokemon playing with Pokemon.
Hey, I understand now. He's comfy. It's not like I'm playing the game, but he's very comfy.
All right? Snorlax.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a big pillow. What do you expect?
He lays on the side of the road just waiting for you to put your head on him.
Yeah, that's all he does.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's fine. That's good. There's nothing wrong with it. But, yeah, I can see that.
All right.
No.
So okay. So gaming videos and stuff like that and playing with stuff.
What about
Pokemon.
You,
okay.
What about you in gaming videos? You watch them all the time.
He doesn't care.
No, I know. You have nothing.
Oh, so there's not the hours and hours of watching other people play Minecraft?
Oh.
People watch hours and hours of other people playing football.
Ooh.
Wow.
Who
oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
A burn.
Wait a minute. Who was that?
Nephew 2 just burned.
Sorry, we're not in the things that make you go, segment anymore, so that doesn't count.
What? No. Was that directed to me? Or
wow.
I don't even know.
Who are you talking to?
I think that was directed at you.
No, that's good if that's what you enjoy doing. That is awesome.
That's okay. You got one over there, mister? You got one?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Gosh.
I guess scarves right now because of the weather. In D.C., dude, in D.C., I wore scarves everywhere I went. Just let you know.
I don't know how to take you right now, but...
it was Charlotte Hornets scarves.
I'm just going to end the show. I don't even want to talk about it.
What? They're back in style.
They're never it's time. They're scarves.
It looked pretty good when I was at the game on Saturday.
I didn't
or Monday.
I didn't really see it much.
I know.
You hid it under your jacket.
I know, but when it was out, it was good.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute, your dad wore one.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, that sound right there means it's time to go to the next segment here.
Well, I believe so.
So, anyways, thank you for joining us on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We'll be back with another segment. If not, please check us out at themrandmrsshow.com, Facebook, and Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We'll be right back.
As a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.